With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The government and Google making their closing arguments to a federal judge in Washington in that high-stakes antitrust trial. At issue is whether the tech giant search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly.
The general expectation it'll be several months, so we'll probably get a ruling either late summer, early autumn. And then if the ruling goes against Google and they're declared a monopoly, then we would move to another mini trial, what's known as the remedies phase, and how to fix this monopoly, how to prevent this monopoly from continuing on.
That is correspondent Michael Ledke, who adds Google argues that its ubiquity flows from its, quote, superior product. Also at srnnews.com, Warren Buffett's company has reported a steep drop in earnings because the paper value of the investments fell and it sold off some Apple shares to boot. But Buffett says investors should not be alarmed.
We talk about operating earnings at Berkshire. We've explained that many times. This is why we think these figures that we give you are the most descriptive of what's really going on in the business, and take out the wild swings in the market that otherwise just, gonna have us reporting big earnings one quarter and big losses another quarter. We pay no attention to those at Berkshire.
Audio courtesy of CNBC. Work teams are removing a bridge over a Connecticut highway that was damaged in a fiery crash involving a gasoline tanker. Demolition began Friday, expected to keep both sides of I-95 and Norwalk closed through the weekend. Heavy flooding in Houston, where conditions have simply worsened since earlier today, and more heavy rain is likely through tomorrow. This is SRN News. The CDC issuing a new report on fertility.
And it's down again, dropping to 1.62, which is well below the standard replacement rate of 2.1 for industrialized countries. The U.S. fertility rate is the lowest it's been since the government began compiling records some 100 years ago. There were just about 3.6 million total births in the country last year, the lowest number since 1979. The U.S. has been below the replacement rate since 2007. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging on our campuses, Congress considering a measure that would require universities to be monitored by Uncle Sam. A measure has been introduced that would allow Washington to send anti-Semitism monitors to the campuses. Those officials would chart anti-Semitic acts and then oversee the school's response to them. This is SRN News. Canadian police arresting three suspects in the murders of Sikh separatist leader last June that became the center of a diplomatic spat with India, and they're investigating possible ties between the detainees and Indian government.
Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed by masked gunmen near Vancouver last year. The three arrested are all Indian nationals in their 20s. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sparked a diplomatic feud with India last year when he said there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the killing.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Investigators are looking into possible ties with the government. India accused Nijjar of links to terrorism, but angrily denied involvement in his killing.
That is Ed Donahue reporting. And more details at srnnews.com.